This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharga with the news. Our top stories first. High-level Coordination Committee for Prevention and Control of COVID-19 clarifies no government decision taken allowing people to leave Kathmandu. Health Ministry provides 5,000 coronavirus rapid testing kits to each province. Government to depute retired and scholarship awarded doctors for coronavirus treatment. And European Union agrees €500 billion coronavirus rescue package for European countries hit hard by the coronavirus. Now the news in detail. High-level Coordination Committee for the Prevention and Control of COVID-19 has clarified that no decision has been taken to allow people to leave Kathmandu Valley for their hometowns today and tomorrow. According to a statement issued by Committee Coordinator Ishwar Pokhrel, news reports about the matter are baseless. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has dismissed the reports about allowing people to leave the valley for their destinations amid lockdown. A statement issued by the Ministry on Thursday reads that no decision has been taken in this regard. The Ministry of Health and Population has informed 2,895 samples have been tested for the coronavirus so far. In a regular media briefing organized at the Health Ministry yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Dr. Vikas Devkota informed that 2,382 samples were tested in Kathmandu-based National Public Health Laboratory and 513 samples were tested outside the Kathmandu Valley. Dr. Devkota further informed that expert teams have been deputed for installing PCR machine in Biratnagar, Janakpur, Patan and Butwal to test the coronavirus. The Health Ministry has also informed that 66 samples collected in Kailali and Kanchanpur have tested negative for the coronavirus. According to the Ministry, 18 persons in Kathmandu Valley and 99 persons outside the Kathmandu Valley have been receiving treatment in isolation wards, while 7,940 persons are in quarantine across the nation. The Ministry spokesperson Devkota also informed that 5,000 rapid diagnostic testing kits have been provided to each province. He also informed that health workers in Baglung, Magdi and Parbat have been trained for rapid diagnostic tests. The government has decided to depute the retired and scholarship awarded doctors for the test and treatment of the coronavirus cases. Minister for Health and Population Banu Bhakta Dhakal informed doctors would be deputed as the nation requires for more medical personnel to fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The minister clarified that the government wants to give message to the people that the government is capable to battle the pandemic. Minister Dhakal further said the government wants to utilize the expertise of the experienced doctors in period of the crisis. He also informed that the medical personnel would be deputed for at least 3 months. Nepal-China border point Tatopani has come into operation after 3 months. According to Sindhupalchok Chief District Officer Umesh Kumar Dhakal, the entry point was resumed after establishing a health desk. The border point was closed in view of the deadly outbreak of COVID-19 in China 3 months ago. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has decided to withdraw certain facilities and privileges provided to the honorary consuls based in Nepal. The ministry took this decision in the context of incident in which an honorary consul was found to have engaged in illegal activity, misusing his position and privilege granted for his official function. Accordingly, as per the decision of the ministry, the privilege of using blue plate and the flag in official vehicle of honorary consuls has been suspended with immediate effect for the another notice. The Ministry of Forest and Environment has written to the state governments to prevent any harm to the forest and wildlife during the lockdown in various districts. Forest and Environment Ministry spokesperson Dr. Sindhu Prasad Dungana said the office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers in all 7 states were written through the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers for protecting forest and wildlife during the lockdown announced in the country to fight against COVID-19. He said the directive was issued as per the ministry-level decision. President of Development and Technology Committee under the House of Representatives, Kalyani Kumari Khadka, has drawn the attention of the state to government to establish an isolation ward in Rautaha District Hospital. President Khadka, issuing a statement yesterday, drew the attention of Noel Kishore Saha, Minister for Social Development of State 2 in this regard. She has further urged the concerned sites to manage and use the resources among three-tier government to cope up with the deadly coronavirus. Nepal Bar Association has called for boosting of confidence of health workers involved in lab testing and treating COVID-19 patients by equipping them with necessary health equipment and protective gear. Issuing a press release yesterday, Nepal Bar Association General Secretary Lila Mani Podial urged the government to make arrangements for carrying out tests and treatment in all district hospitals. It has also urged the government to equip the security personnel, ambulance and motor van drivers with protective equipment along with the arrangement of additional incentives for them. A total of 36 people staying in quarantine in Kaski district have returned home after completing their stay after none of them tested positive for coronavirus. Those living under quarantine had returned from Qatar, India, Bangladesh and other countries following the coronavirus spread. With this, all the quarantines in Kaski district are cleared. Director at Gandaki State Health Director Dr. Vinod Bindu Sharma said they were sent back to their homes as they did not develop any symptoms for coronavirus during their 14-day stay in quarantine. The health director said as per the report, a specimen of 251 people were tested in the state and only two tested positive for coronavirus. Health workers of Karnali State have demanded adequate safety gear to carry out works in free fair atmosphere in wake of the spread of coronavirus. The health workers working especially in the mountainous district of Karnali State complained that it would be quite difficult for them to continue works smoothly in lack of health equipment and safety measures. This news comes to you from Paid Nepal. Here we take a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now, rest of the news updates. The Chief Minister, Ministers, Political Advisors and Staffers at the Secretariat in Bagmati State have contributed from their salaries to the fund set up by the government for the prevention and control of COVID-19 and treatment of the infected. Chief Accountant at the Office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers, Devi Prasad Gautam, said, based on their rankings, they donated 3, 5 and 7 days' salary to the fund. The AT Group has donated rupees 10 million to the fund set up by the government for the prevention and control of COVID-19 and treatment of the infected persons. In a statement released by the AT Group yesterday, it was said that a check bearing the amount was donated by the AT Group's chairperson Lakpa Sonam Sherpa to the fund. Likewise, the NMB Bank handed over 100 sets of personal protective equipment to Chief Minister of State No. 1 Sheridan Rai yesterday. NMB Bank's State No. 1 Chief Utsav Kimiri donated the medical goods to Chief Minister Rai to help the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has so far collected the details of 134 foreign returnees in the last 1 month. Among the 134 foreign returnees, 60 have completed 14-day quarantine while rest of them are in home quarantine. KMC Administration Department Chief Namaraj Dhakal said the metropolis since Mars Press has been collecting the particulars of the people coming from foreign countries and is staying in the city. Dhakal said the collection of details of foreign returnees is ongoing and the health of all the foreign returnees is normal. Now is sports update. Nepal has its position unchanged in the football ranking unveiled by the World Football Governing Body FIFA yesterday. The new ranking shows Nepal remaining in the same 170th position that it was in the previous ranking. In terms of the FIFA ranking, Nepal is third among the South Asian countries. Now to some international updates. European Union finance ministers have agreed a 500 billion euro rescue package for European countries hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. The chairman of the Eurogroup, Mario Centeno, announced the deal raised after a marathon discussion in Brussels. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson was moved out of intensive care unit, but doctors say he is still receiving treatment for COVID-19 in hospital. The United Kingdom's coronavirus death toll rose by 881 in the 24 hours, making the total fatalities near to 8,000. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has called for patience in the coronavirus crisis, saying that society will have to live with the virus until a vaccine becomes available. Meantime, Spain reported 683 additional deaths, a lowest number compared to the previous 2 days. More than 15,500 deaths are recorded in Spain so far. The Italian government is planning to extend its lockdown to contain the country's COVID-19 outbreak until May 3rd. More than 18,200 people have died from the coronavirus in Italy. New York has reported high single-day toll with 799 deaths in the last 24 hours. The number of people in the United States filing the unemployment benefits in 3 weeks ending April 4th has blown past 16 million. In Canada, the unemployment number has jumped to 1 million as of March. India has recorded 226 deaths from the coronavirus, while the infection cases have jumped 6,700. Now, general weather forecast for country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in rest of the country. Thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions. Now, Kathmandu's weather report recorded in the last 24 hours. Maximum temperature 28.3 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 10.8 degrees Celsius, humidity 74%. Sunrise was at 5:44 a.m. and sunset will be at 6:26 p.m. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. High-level Coordination Committee for Prevention and Control of COVID-19 clarifies no government decision allowing people to leave Kathmandu. Health Ministry provides 5,000 coronavirus testing kits to each province. Government to depute retired and scholarship awarded doctors for coronavirus treatment. And European Union agrees €500 billion coronavirus rescue package for European countries hit hard by the coronavirus. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.